I'm writing my speaking.
I'm so confused. So you're saying, what is that?
Catherine, how are you?
You broke up.
Oh, hi, this is Catherine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Catherine, what's up?
Oh, hey. So I was just calling. I have a question for you. So I'm quoting a homeowner's personal policy, and I just have a question because the insured said that she teaches music, and she was wanting to teach students out of her home. She said that she has maybe 20 students, but they come one at a time to the home, and she teaches it part-time. So I just wanted to know, like, just what the specifics were, if we could ensure.
Well, what I need to do, which I don't have memorized, is go into, bear with me, see what is considered acceptable incidental business on personal lines.
Okay.
So bear with me while I go.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Here it is. That was a bad word to search on. I'll be here forever. Let's try incidental. Personally, I think it would be okay, but I've come to learn that the rules and what I think don't always jive, so bear with me here.
Sure, that's what I was kind of thinking too, but then I was like, let me just double check.
If the incidental business endorsement is attached, determine that the business listed is eligible as an incidental occupancy, refer to Home Protector Rule Manual. All right, so I got to go into your eBooks Rule Manual. That was my second option.
Okay. All right.
So I need a chart.
Do you think
you'll
be able to add that?
Homes and Tools, eBooks. Virginia risk, correct? Or Maryland?
This is Virginia.
Virginia, okay. And let me see the rule book. Incidental business.
Did the guidelines say something about the electrical that's updated to current codes?
It does.
All right, rule 7. Incidental business or office occupancy by insured, section 1, section 2, addendum to described dwelling. Group 1, incidental business endorsement. Accountants, barbershop, beauty shop. Again, no office. Commercial artist, computer programming, dentist. Really? Okay. Doctors, general office, insurance office, lawyers, musical instruction. Yes, it is.
As oh, awesome.
There is, it says if there is a studio office or there has been a physical alteration of the building, use group. Okay, that has nothing to do with it. Yeah. So, yes, it is eligible for the incidental business.
Okay, wonderful. And then I guess on the actual application for the underwriting questions, then when it says the question, is there any business on premises, then I would select yes?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for confirming that. I do appreciate it.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye.